You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When pregnant, there are options when it comes to who you want to provide care through pregnancy, delivery, and postpartum. For low-risk pregnancies, licensed midwives have long been an alternative to doctors in a hospital. And research has credited community midwives for lower rates of C-sections and preterm deliveries. And their skills outside of a hospital setting can really be an advantage at a time when California is facing a wave of maternity ward closures within the past decade in largely low-income rural communities. But operating independently in the state is a challenge. A new report out of UC San Francisco found that licensed midwives face significant barriers in providing care to pregnant patients who receive Medi-Cal, which is for extremely low-income residents. Medi-Cal accounts for roughly 40% of all births statewide, and midwife care is included. But midwives face challenges from becoming Medi-Cal providers in the first place to receiving reimbursements for their care. Kristen Wong is a health reporter for Cal Matters and has been following the state's ongoing challenges in maternal care. She joins us along with Madeline Weisner, a licensed community midwife based in Sacramento who closed her business due to these challenges. Welcome and good afternoon. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Kristen, you've joined us about maternal care in California. Just recently in the last, months or so, what led you to look into midwives and the care that they provide here in the state?
I was talking to the research team at UC San Francisco, but really I also in doing the original story that we spoke about earlier about labor and delivery units closing across the state, was thinking about in these areas of the state where there is not a hospital-based option, like what is left for the birthing people who are in those areas. And that got me interested in midwife care and, their ability to provide really a wide range of services, a lot of prenatal care and things like that, that patients tend to struggle with more when the hospital closes labor and delivery because those providers leave the area as well.
Yeah, and your reporting found that I think there's like a dozen counties that don't currently have a maternity ward in that county, which means people have to drive really long distances for prenatal appointments, not to mention delivery and postpartum care.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, Maddie and I were talking about this before we got on air, about people driving hours because, there are not specialists in the area.
What stood out to you about the findings and the research from UCSF? It was just published last week.
I think what stood out to me the most was really sort of how systematic the barriers were, and it's systematic from both ends, both from midwives not being able to become Medi-Cal providers, and then Medi-Cal patients also not being able to access a benefit that is guaranteed for them by law. And it sort of starts with kind of like this misalignment between like the application process to become a Medi-Cal provider in California and what midwives are allowed to do under their license. This is something that the state has fixed at this point, but one of the things that was pointed out in the study was that previously there was a requirement in the Medi-Cal application for midwives to say who their supervising physician is, but they are allowed to practice independently in California.
Right. Well, Madeline, that brings me to you. I mean, from the very beginning, what drew you to want to become a licensed midwife?
Public radio. True story. I was listening to Talk of the Nation driving to my grocery store job when I was 20. And there was a feature on like distance learning and ways to access education without paying large amounts of money. And so I heard about midwifery school then, because most programs available to California students are a correspondence model or a distance model with a local teacher. And then I just couldn't stop thinking about it. It was perplexing to me that there weren't more midwives in my region, especially those taking Medi-Cal, especially that was right around the time of the Affordable Care Act going through. So
when you've helped hundreds of pregnant people, in your time being a midwife, for people who I've never been pregnant, have never had to navigate this before, what draws someone to wanting the services of a midwife versus, going to a hospital for those standard appointments and care?
The midwifery model of care really does emphasize continuity of care. So people see the same provider or a small group of providers. visits tend to be longer with a licensed midwife than in a hospital setting. So visits with my clients are 30 minutes to an hour every single time. That gives us a lot of time to develop a safe rapport so that I can respond to them and what they need when they're laboring, when they're birthing, as well as after they give birth. It's much more face-to-face time. We do home visits, which most other providers aren't able to offer, as well as laboring our own clients. So accompanying them for a longer period of time during the labor itself.
I would just imagine being able to spend more time with a patient, you get to really learn how individualized, you know, each pregnancy is, and no two are alike.
Right, absolutely. And many of our clients come to us because they've had experience with mainstream medicine or even with hospital-based midwifery care where they don't feel heard, they don't feel respected, or they receive undignified care. And so you would think that people seeking midwifery want a more natural option, but in my client caseload, I would say the most common request was just like, can you be nice to me? Can you listen to what I have to say? Can you help me if I have a problem? Is there a way to contact you? Because people aren't even getting those basic human needs met.
Yeah, and I would imagine, Kristen, like following your reporting about, you know, the closure of maternity wards within, you know, the last decade, give or take, that type of personal care, individualized care, becomes even more difficult and more trying.
I think so. And I think that the kind of care that Maddie's talking about, and she was kind enough to let me tag along to a home visit with one of her clients. And it really is truly like just a polar opposite of a doctor visit. You know, she's able to spend a lot of time with the client and you know, really talk to them about how they're doing emotionally and physically and go through all of that. But I think that kind of connection in California particularly becomes a lot more important when we start to talk about racial and ethnic disparities for maternal and infant outcomes, because so much of the outcomes have been shown repeatedly through research that it has to do with unconscious bias and systematic racism within our sort of traditional medical model.
And there's numbers to back that up. I mean, the maternal mortality rate has increased or become more challenging in California in recent years, right?
Yeah, the maternal mortality rate is currently at a decadal high in California. California has, you know, to its credit, done a lot of work to improve maternal mortality and morbidity, but it has for the past decade just been on a steady march upward. And of course, the entire time, African-American and Black women have fared the worst. Mm.
Madeline, I mean, you really focus on pregnant people who receive Medi-Cal, you know, so that means that, you know, they qualify, they're low income. And so they have the highest needs and, you know, arguably are under-resourced. You closed your business last fall. I know that is a painful moment. There's probably a lot to unpack, but can you explain to people who don't walk through like a midwife as you, like what exactly happened?
Sure, yeah. Our birth center, Welcome Home Community Birth Center, is located in South Sacramento. Two years ago, my baby was 1 year old, and I came to the conclusion that with my family and contemplation with my spouse that, you know, we didn't think that maternity care here was going to get better. It's clearly a well-oiled machine that runs on harming women and their babies, and deludes every participant in it into thinking that they are being helpful. So we came to that conclusion that we, for the safety of my family and for the safety of my child, for whom I want a future, we needed to leave the country and get healthcare somewhere where it is treated as a basic human right and not as something that can be commodified in such a way.
When reading the research from UCSF, I mean, they detail that midwives said that it was difficult to get, one, established as a Medi-Cal provider to begin with, but also get reimbursed for the services. Did you face those barriers as well?
Absolutely. The landscape of Medi-Cal, particularly in Sacramento County, is Kafkaesque. It's a complex nightmare for any lay person going in wanting to navigate it. And in order to navigate it while being a healthcare provider who is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for like 14 years now, it's more than you can ask of one person. Midwives tend to do their own admin. Midwives tend to do all of their own billing or have a small billing practice. So the amount of administrative burden associated with navigating this Byzantine, you know, landscape is really, it's shocking. And I was the only one who felt game to do it. I had a succession plan in place for the birth center. And at the end of the day, I would not wish it on any person that I like. And I had a team of midwives who I really, really love. So
you're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters health reporter Kristen Wong and licensed midwife Madeline Weisner about the barriers to providing community midwife care to pregnant people that qualify for Medi-Cal. I mean, Kristen, you mentioned that state law like allows you to have midwife care, but there seems to be a disconnect in what the law allows and allowing midwives to actually thrive in their business and the care that they want to provide to people. You know, can you help explain why there's that disconnect, why it's so difficult for midwives like Madeline to operate?
I think not just in California, but in the United States in general, we have operated primarily under a like physician first healthcare system. And the United States is a global outlier when it comes to how we deliver babies and how many midwives there are delivering babies in society. So there's sort of like those like large philosophical and institutional barriers to begin with. And then in California, too, I think there is, I think the state is trying to sort of address some of these needs. And there has been a number of laws passed sort of, you know, increasing the benefits for Medi-Cal, you know, increasing postpartum benefits up to 12 months after birth, adding doulas as a benefit. So there have been efforts at the state level to sort of fill these gaps. But sometimes the on the ground reality is that bureaucracy moves at the speed that it moves. And in the meantime, people are living their lives and having babies, and they are still sort of like caught in this gap in the system.
We've also had conversations on Insight about, you know, closures of community hospitals or hospitals that operate pretty independently at risk of closing, you know, because now there's more of these network of hospitals. And there are midwives within these healthcare systems as well. How are they different than a community licensed midwife?
Sure. So Maddie might be able to shed some light on this as well. But so a lot of the midwives that tend to work within hospitals are certified nurse midwives. So they also, prior to getting midwife training, were nurses. And that is, I think, you know, a good option. And it helps build out the team within a hospital's sort of like labor and delivery unit or birthing center. But that's still like a facility-based service. So when we're talking about these other communities that licensed community midwives like Maddie and others, how they practice is very different. They're doing home visits. They're going to where people are much more comfortable. And I think there's an important sort of like flip in power dynamics there. I've reported on this before with like doctors and other providers who do street medicine for people who are unhoused. It's really, really important for building trust and getting people connected with the system to like do it on their turf and do it where they're comfortable, because they've been sort of burned by the system so many times before.
Madeline, I would imagine that experience of you providing home care is drastically different than, you know, going to a doctor's office.
It's culturally very different. It's logistically very different. The institutional support that someone needs to take Medi-Cal, like a building full of nurses to labor your patients for you, et cetera, do your billing for you. That's incompatible with this midwifery model of care as it's outlined in our scope right now. I think the thing to really understand about perceptions of midwifery in California is that there's been a very long campaign to undermine the ability of midwives. It's concerted effort to undermine the scope, the training, the availability, and the reimbursement of midwives over 100 years now. So when we're looking at what we can do, it's more about what we can undo as far as who is in charge of our health system and who is calling the shots. Even with Medi-Cal, all of the licensed midwife benefits have to go by medical consultants who have no training in midwifery. And I think that that's one of the main barriers that we're up against now, even with all of the progress we've made with Medi-Cal, is that at the end of the line, we're being regulated by physicians still.
Kristen, do you have an idea how many midwives there are like Madeline across the state that want to operate and be Medi-Cal providers?
Yeah, so the Department of Healthcare Services sent me some numbers, and it's about 75 licensed community midwives across the state. And that's accepting Medi-Cal. And those are midwives that I don't know if they are currently doing births or not. That's just the number that the state has. There are far more. About 1,000 certified nurse midwives. And again, those are midwives that largely work in hospitals. But even then, I mean, if you think about, you know, a state of 40 million people, that's not very many providers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's also a lot of research about the benefits of midwife care for low-risk pregnancies. I mean, if you can just share some of the research that you reported on.
Sure. So, I mean, there has been a lot of research about, low-risk pregnancies. I think you had mentioned in your opener that it reduces the rate of preterm births, it reduces the use of narcotics during pregnancy, it reduces the rates of C-section. There are much higher self-reports of having a satisfactory birth experience overall. And in large national studies looking at midwife-attended births, the negative outcomes are also pretty rare. They're very similar to the negative outcomes rate that you would see in a hospital-based birth.
Finally, Madeline, I mean, if someone is pregnant or wants to be pregnant and is listening to this, what do you hope they take away from this conversation?
Midwifery care is the gold standard for maternity care. If it feels like it's right for you, it probably is. And there's probably a way to work with a midwife in your pregnancy. You can see what midwives are available geographically close to you by visiting calmidwives.org. You can also look us all up on the medical board website by county and see who the licensed midwives are in your county.
Madeline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Kristen, as always, thank you for your reporting.
Always great to be here.
That is CalMatters health reporter Kristen Wong and licensed midwife Madeline Weisner. And they are discussing the barriers to providing community midwife care to pregnant people that qualify for Medi-Cal. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.